the doghouse. And tonight's question is going to be, what do Jeffrey Epstein and Moto America have in common? That's the question. Okay, I hear silence all around. Nobody's guessing.
I can't even take a guess at that one.
You've lost me on this, other than...
Are they both entertain Clinton?
I don't know. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein's in the news, and there's stuff about it.
He is in the news lately, but that wasn't why I brought him up. But that's actually good because I wanted to convince...
They both didn't kill themselves.
Wait a minute. Phil's getting really close. Phil's getting really close.
They both were murdered?
Well, that's pretty
Hillary
close.
Clinton hates
you were
both.
Closer. Hillary Clinton destroyed both. Oh, that's too good.
I'm struggling. I don't know.
Well, I mean, okay,
there's no information about either.
If you follow the news lately, they came out and, you know, take it for what it's worth, stated that there was no evidence that Jeffrey Epstein didn't off himself, right? And there was no evidence to anything to the contrary. And in my opinion, Moto America pretty much is doing the exact same thing. I don't know whether they're using bed sheets to accomplish it, but I think they're actually doing the same thing.
So I'm curious, what do you think the issue is?
Yeah, I'm not.
They don't care. I don't think they care anymore. You know, I mentioned this before, and I got really pissed off this weekend because I didn't know there were Moto America races this weekend. And why didn't I? Well, we didn't have a show last week because Phil was having facial reconstruction done. And so I didn't know there were Moto America races this weekend, and Moto America did absolutely nothing to inform me.
So I'm going to stop you, right?
Fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Because here's why I'm going to stop you.
Yep.
One, every time I turn on my computer and go to YouTube, I get two ads to a point of annoying. One is some line striper for a baseball field, which I've never even Googled, and I have no idea why they keep showing me that. And I hope the business goes bankrupt. The other one is Moto America. And sometimes I go, wow, that's a great commercial. And other times I go, that is terrible commercial. But okay. I see it all the time.
Okay, so let me comment on that. I know both you and me are heavy YouTube users. I'm on YouTube every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes for hours, and I have never gotten one of them.
Okay, but that's your fault. That's not their fault.
I Google Moto America stuff all the time. And I'm saying in YouTube. All that's right. Why I watch the races.
Let me start asking questions. Well, VPN?
Off and on, but no, not when I'm doing all that. Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever watch YouTube videos of motorcycle racing in any way, shape, or form?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, then I have no idea. Then that's something it's that something YouTube else is going doesn't on.
Well, that could be the YouTube algorithm, or they're not set up right, because they're not hitting.
Every time I turn on YouTube, there is at least a Moto America clip.
Okay.
I've been hearing about Laguna Seca for 3 months on YouTube.
So there's three of us here. 30%, 33% of us have never gotten a Moto America ad on YouTube. And we all watch motorcycle stuff on YouTube.
Okay. But 66% has.
Okay. That means
you're missing. All right. Well, there you go. You want to use math.
You're missing a
majority of the doghouse.
A majority of the doghouse
gets YouTube ads from Moto America.
Okay, well, the doghouse watches your races already. We're not the audience that they need, but they're still not even getting 100% of us.
I understand, but that's you with your crypto 87 password things with 92 different article things. You've done something to screw up your algorithm.
You may have
How many motocross commercials do you see?
I get them occasionally. All the time.
How many World Superbike?
Never.
I get World Superbike too. Yeah. You go call
I
World Superbike.
But I get MotoGP. I never get World Superbike.
I don't ever get MotoGP.
I get MotoGP.
I can't tell you the last time I saw MotoGP.
I get MotoGP. I get MotoGP ads, and I don't get World Superbike.
And I,
so whatever it is that we're looking at, their algorithm or their tagging.
Stop watching try-on videos and stuff like that and start watching important things. Physics, overlanding, and motorcycle race.
Oh, yeah, because most of the population in the U.S. watches that.
You got to watch your ancient aliens.
You got to get the ancient aliens. Joe Rogan. I'm just saying, Ken, that seems to.
I never got
I'm
one.
I'm going to tell you what.
I don't know why, Scott. You must have a filter of something turned on because I'm.
How do you filter
it? Racing that we watched.
Warren,
you block him. Did you block him? Did you block him back in the day? Being mad at him?
Never. How do you filter YouTube videos? I only get the things that are in the categories of the stuff that I've searched for and watch.
Okay. Well,
which
I don't understand it.
Which is definitely Moto America.
But that's not Moto America's fault that YouTube has screwed up your algorithm. Or can have.
We don't know that that's YouTube doing it. We don't know that.
That's the only people it's do working the, for a majority of us.
For a majority of the doghouse.
Yeah, well, that's the majority of us.
That's fine. If we're the only consumers, I would say if you're getting 66% of the doghouse, you're dead. You got to get 66%
you know
of the general audience.
I wouldn't say that because I know you can.
If you're one of our six listeners, you need to write in.
Your wife
let us
is
know
probably at night blocking every motorcycle thing that comes.
No, she doesn't get on my laptop. My laptop is sacrosanct. I don't let her on
when
there.
You're not there.
I get in too much trouble,
your
Phil.
Way too much trouble.
Do you delete your history all the time? What do you do? Listen, I'm not saying maybe
they need
to work on their keywords.
No one uses my laptop but me. No one uses my laptop but me, so I don't have to erase my history.
I'm not saying they don't need to use their keywords. What I'm saying is that you can't say this is a Moto America problem.
I can't say it's not. You can't say it's not. But you can't say it's not.
Because I get the ad.
Yeah, but you don't get MotoGP ads, and I do, and I haven't done anything to set that up.
You don't see me going, MotoGP's dying because I don't get a YouTube ad.
Okay, but Moto America, it needs, in the U.S., they need to capture as many people as possible.
I'm not going to argue that.
No, they're not. No, they're
maybe,
not.
Maybe they're not spending money in Florida.
No, they're not. Numbers are down. No, they're not catching more.
Wait, what if they're not spending money in Florida? They have no Florida race other than the AMA, the 200.
Why would they be spending money in Virginia? They have no Virginia race.
VIRs next weekend.
VIRs on August.
Oh, okay. So they have one in Virginia, but for years they didn't.
No, that was like 2 years they didn't.
Okay. So anyway.
Right, it was a scheduling thing during.
Well, COVID. MotoGP definitely doesn't have a race here, and I get their ads.
Right, but I'm saying you're saying that's.
Let's forget YouTube. Let's just forget YouTube for a minute. Let's say I wasn't a YouTube watcher at all.
Okay.
How would I know that Moto America had that? I'm a subscriber, by the way, to Moto America. I subscribed on their website, not as a paid thing, but for their newsletter.
Do you get the emails? Nothing. Do you get the emails saying which races are coming up and how they want you to buy tickets for?
No.
Then what do you subscribe to?
I get emails from them every week.
I subscribe to Moto America when the series started. I subscribe to it so I could get their newsletters. I get something. Wait. I do get some things from Moto America. Okay. It's like announcements about their podcasts and things like that. I do get those, but no upcoming races. Nothing like that.
Well,
I heard nothing.
Every week I got
and
two
then
or three
I watched
things
on like TV. I watched on TV. Mm-hmm. Right. And yeah. As a matter of fact, Ken, I don't even think it's Florida. Because when I was down in Florida on my tablet, mm-hmm. which I don't run a VPN on, I was mm-hmm. still getting Moto America ads on my YouTube. So that's something with you.
Yeah, but that could be key.
No,
it doesn't
you
mean
think
that.
That's a
it
bigger problem.
It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that at all.
Do
first
you get
of
anything
all,
in your Facebook feed?
Do you get
Moto
the Moto
America,
America ads
feed all the time?
You get the Moto America ads on all your devices?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I get on none of my devices. Well, so I don't even watch YouTube very often on my phone. Rarely, very rarely. Don't get any ads on there for Moto America. On my tablet, yeah, probably about 30% of the time I watch on my tablet YouTube ad, and don't get anything on there. Okay, so what's the combination? Just my Google login? I don't think so.
Well, I'm going to say the series probably isn't dying because Ken doesn't get the announcement.
Oh no! In Ken's world, it's dying if Ken doesn't.
Because Ken's world is like the size of his balls. It's
tiny. That's okay. That's big enough for me. Okay.
But what I'm saying is,
that's
is like
huge for most.
Now, I would be curious. To see what somebody who gets we all search it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we all any of our six listeners, drop us a note and let us know what you see.
I would love to see what some random person gets.
Yes.
But it would have to be somebody who followed motorcycle stuff and car related.
I agree.
Stuff.
You know something? This is the only thing that I do actively search almost. You know, whenever they run, which is I can't say every week because they don't, if I'm aware they're going to run, but I definitely will be searching in Google's in the YouTube search for Moto America. I do that all the time when I know they're racing. Right. So they have information about it. And not only that, I believe, and I'm not certain of this, but I have to go back and check that I actually subscribe to their YouTube channel.
I don't know if I do.
And see, I do.
Right. So you should at bare minimum get a notification unless you turn that off.
You would think. Yeah. Right. But I don't.
But I subscribe to it and I do get the little notifications up in the corner and I click on it and go to whatever they're wanting me to see.
But I'm not saying they might need to work on their to call YouTube and figure out why people are getting mixed.
Yeah, and check their and also maybe refine their keywords and maybe they haven't changed those in a couple years.
Maybe they haven't changed them in a while. Maybe there's a mistake. But to sit there and say people aren't getting ads and they don't know about it, hell, the only way I even knew they were racing at the Ridge because of everything that was going on in my life and Laguna Seca was the YouTube ads. Right, I haven't been on their website
if they lose Ken,
I understand
dead.
Not you, but that's not everybody.
That's okay. They lose Ken, they're dead.
I don't know.
Ken, are you,
you know something?
Listen,
the three
you
of us
say that there's 12 ex-wives that have lost you and are still living.
Like I said, you lose Ken, you're dead.
They're still living.
They're dead to me, Phil. They're dead to me.
They're
so
dead
like
to you.
Said, you just proved my point.
Listen, it could
have been the alimony payments.
I wouldn't blame Moto America for blocking you.
Warren, I'm much smarter than that. I've never paid an alimony payment in my life.
I wouldn't blame Moto America for blocking you. You probably deserve it. You probably out there on Twitter like
there you go.
To me.
There you go. That would be an explanation I could buy, and I could actually respect that, I think.
Right? Like, I'd be like, F. Ken Kaplan, I block you.
Level of respect has went up.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
I respect them.
If that was the case.
I'm going to email them an X. I'm going to be like, listen to this episode. Tell me if I'm right. If I'm right, he'll retract everything.
Be careful, Phil. You could be the next one blocked if you ask about me.
You know what? It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, now you want to talk about sports that have vanished. Flat track.
Oh, yeah. Flat track.
I didn't even know they were still having the season.
Yeah. They've completely vanished.
I still see their stuff, but
I know more about the Barbara Fritchie.
See, it's like the Ken Kaplan thing. If you lose JD Beach, you're dead.
I mean, that's
right.
Flat track.
JD Beach is a smart kid. Okay. He's not a kid anymore, but he's smart. He saw what was happening. He said, you know what? I got on at its peak, and unfortunately, I've been riding it down.
You know, and that's not the first time he's done that, right? Like, remember when he was in Moto America when they were first starting out? And he turned around and said, I'm going to go race flat track because there's more money in it, and there's this, and there's that, and he left.
Yeah,
and there was a couple guest appearances, and then he was
and
like,
I'm not going to wait until Ken Nelson's death.
I'm not going to leave the ship with the rats.
Yeah,
you know,
and then Flat Track moved to NBC, and
he moved back,
and he came.
Now,
back.
If you were to sit there and say Moto America is dying because they just announced something about like Paramount or something,
I didn't even hear that.
NBC, that's a legit thing. NBC is terrible.
They're moving to Paramount? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're going to also broadcast on.
Okay, well, that's good to two. That's good for two or three, I guess. Yeah. Watchers. That's it.
But like
that ain't going to save him from losing Ken.
I don't know. It's Kenworth.
There's no coming back from that, Phil. There is no coming back from that.
It's Kenworth.
I mean, literally.
Or does this improve?
Literally, this you just cross
the future. If Ken is not
cross
there.
Your hands over your chest and say, "Close the lid. I'm done."
I don't know why I'm getting this stuff. That's legit, mm-hmm. right? Like that's legit. But to sit there and say, "Well, it's not getting out," that's just not realistic.
It doesn't matter. Ken doesn't get it. It is realistic.
I mean, if two out of three people in the U.S. gets it, that's
okay. Phil,
people. You
are on my planet. You are on my planet.
I'm just saying. Okay. Right, I'm on your planet. So, bare minimum, 50% of the people and 70% of the weight.
You don't know. You 70% of the mass. Apparently, you have lost the main rule.
70% of the mass.
That is, you could lose 90%, but if you don't have Ken, get off the planet.
Yeah, you know.
Phil, you're close to being voted off the planet.
I'm just saying.
You're not going to convince me I'm wrong. Okay, just like I know I'm never going to convince you you're wrong, Phil. So, you know, just give it up.
Legit, if they need to work on their keywords and stuff.
Yeah, something. Something. Now, if they block me, all respect. Okay?
I mean, if you're on Motor America, and I know those guys listen, and you guys block Ken, there's no hard feelings here.
Not at all.
I will except have a lot more respect for you.
Except you lost.
If you did,
you lost,
golf clap.
And not even a golf clap. Full out.
You lost the owner of the planet. You know, it's kind of hard to erase.
Walk around like Hulk Hogan, right? Put the big ear out, like I don't hear Ken, and go because I'm good with that. But
yeah, we'll see Rainey and Chuck Asplund doing this on the TV. We'll know exactly what it means.
Yeah, just give us a symbol. You don't even have to tell us. Just give us a symbol. Give us a big Hulk Hogan ear on camera, and we'll understand.
What can I say?
I don't know what you said.
What can I say? I've already ordered the gravestone. I can't go back on that. I made a big deposit.
Maybe they've talked to Greg White about you.
Oh God.
Oh.
No, then I just take my own life.
I'm just saying, right? It's not like you have friends.
You know, as much as Ken thinks there's a decline because, you know, he doesn't know anything. Obviously Canoe Reeves, who is very successful.
Who?
Canoe Reeves?
Canoe Reeves.
Canoe.
Canoe.
He paddles.
row. You're Canoe.
Yeah, that guy.
Piano?
He's got Piano Reeves. He's got two bikes. Going to start racing in the Hooligans for Arch Motorcycles. So somebody thinks they're doing okay.
No, somebody's got money to waste. Okay, that's all that means.
But hey, you guys have been calling for more high profile people to, you know, support the sport.
No, I have never been calling
for
Canoe Reeves to do anything.
Yeah, I'm against canoeing. Kayak Reeves, maybe.
Kayak Reeves, yeah, definitely.
No one canoes anymore. Here it's Float Reeves. No. You float down the river.
Yeah. That's not a sponsorship that means much to me. Okay. If you told me you had a sponsorship that had, you know, really deep pockets, not just somebody who hasn't really made a movie in the last 8 years, I don't think that means much.
He just made John Wick was like the biggest blockbuster.
Number 8.
I mean, it wasn't a good movie, but
it was a horrible movie.
He's not up to 8 yet. Right. But yeah, it was one of the number one films.
So here's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
is I don't know if the Arch Motorcycles running in the Hooligans is helpful to Moto America or not yet. Because
I don't think the Hooligans series does anything for him. Be honest with you,
right? The Hooligans series isn't on TV.
No,
right? Isn't. And I don't mean the package. I mean legit TV.
Yeah,
right. So then there's not going to be look, there's Keanu Reeves, not Canoe Reeves, there's Keanu Reeves at the races. What's going on here? Right? The other thing is why is he doing this? Is it because he wants to have a small race team and just show off his bikes and sell them to race guys, which is fine?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he eventually I want to have a superbike team or something like that, right? Like there's no, say something really hurtful here, and unfortunately it's true. There's no glory in winning Super Hooligans.
None.
Well, none whatsoever. I think this is the impression I
it's
got.
It's like racing Astra. Yay.
The impression I got listening to the interview that this is just their, like you were saying, is getting in the door. I think they do have ambitions.
Is he going to bring sponsorship, or is he self funding?
Well, I think by the time they get up to the superbike level, if that's what their goal is, yeah, they're going to have sponsorship.
Well, we know that, but is he bringing it? Okay, not what they're going to need it. Okay, is he bringing
like Michael Jordan?
Okay, exactly. Michael Jordan's the perfect example. Okay,
Michael Jordan.
This was.
I own a team. I never bought Nike.
No, well, not only that, Michael Jordan did this just as because it's like of the it's an entertainment for the idle rich. And if that's what Keanu Reeves is doing, entertaining himself because he's a motorcycle guy, bless his heart, but does absolutely nothing for the series or the sport.
Right. I mean, I think one of the good things he did is they did the rainy ride to the race thing. Right.
That was nice.
Right. That was good. I didn't really see a lot to know what the turnout was on that and stuff, but I like those kind of spectacles. But in general, Keanu Reeves, for him to be effective, got to bring enough eyes to that sport that it's like, wow, hey, look, that guy's there, and I'm going to go check it out. And I don't know if he does. I don't know if he's got that kind of pull, right? Like, okay, I think about IMSA.
There's not that out there. If he can't do it, then there's nothing going
no,
to
no,
save
no, 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 it's different. Listen to what I'm saying. Let me finish. Remember the guy from that show that they called Dr. McDreamy or whatever?
Yes, yes.
When he raced in IMSA.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? So he wasn't that good of a racer. But he draws thousands of people because people wanted to sit there and get his autograph, and the women, the wives let their husband go to the races so they could get their picture with Dr. McDreamy.
And they wanted to be there, so that gave the husband's permission to go.
Right, it gave the husband's permission to be there. It gave the husband's permission to watch it on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, which basically means he destroyed it for a lot of men.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he brought eyes to it.
That definitely true. He definitely brought eyes to it.
If Keanu Reeves just has some background thing in his Arch motorcycles there, and he's not there every race weekend, and he's not on television, and he's not doing this, and he's not doing that, he's not of a help.
No, he's just a wallet, and that's what Michael Jordan did.
Michael Jordan was just a wallet.
Yeah, I got deep
that
pockets.
Didn't last either.
Hey, I could go tell all my buddies, from my b-ball days that, hey, I got my own Moto America team, or it's actually that time he was an AMA team, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, cool. We don't really care,
but it's also incumbent on Moto America to do some of this work as well. They have a guy that they can now promote. And
no,
chew off.
I don't think so.
I don't think
so. They can. Oh no, they can do that.
I don't think there's any value in promoting Keanu Reeves.
They have a team. Reeves is there. They can show him on TV. They can do additional interviews
if he's there. Right? You're not listening to what we're saying.
I am fully listening to your half glass is half empty. I'm looking at it from a glass half full. You got something we haven't had in a long time. Hopefully we can leverage it.
I just don't think there's much value there, in my opinion.
Right?
I just really don't. I'd much rather you had Universal Studios as a sponsor than Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
How about I can't disagree with you there, but that's not going to happen.
John Wick 4 on a bike.
We got OnlyFans. You can't. Yes, that's even better than Universal Studios.
Yeah, but they're only for some reason they're scared to put that on TV.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, they don't mention that at all. So
they are scared to death because they're like, well, we don't want the porn. It's like, dude, that's the first international big money company you got.
Yeah, if we were running Moto America, there'd be like dings going off all the time as we mentioned OnlyFans. Every time we said OnlyFans, you'd hear ding, ding.
I'd be going to like Exotica Expos and be like, hey, Chatterbait, hey, my free cams, hey, whatever.
Yeah, if he finishes on the podium, everybody who's watching gets 10 tokens. There'd be things I would do to promote it. That's got value. Okay, that's got value. Okay.
But But the other thing is that, you know, you're acting like, and this is one of the things I think AMA did wrong with Michael Jordan. I think a lot of these things do. He's not your property. He's not their sport. They can't promote somebody. He's like, no, I saw a little bit of the interviews. He's like, no, I just want to race. He didn't really do anything to be like out there. Right? He wasn't like, I want to bring attention to the sport or anything. And if you ever watch anything on Keanu Reeves, he is a very closed, private person. Right? He's actually one of those guys that when he goes to take pictures with people, he makes sure you can see his hands so that you know he's not inappropriately touching anybody. Right? He is not like, he's not the I want to be seen type person when he's not on screen. And I don't think you can push, I don't think Moto America has any leverage to push him or to even ask him to be that. It would have to be him volunteering, and I didn't see that in the interview.
Let's hope you're wrong.
Huh?
Let's hope you're wrong that he wants to make racing better.
Would it be good? Maybe. But like,
it's a zero impact in my opinion.
To me, yeah, he's a zero impact. He's like when the only thing that ever came out of Tom Cruise racing in FCCA was you got the great moniker C. Cruise Crash again is what it stood for. But that's it. It's still the secret car club of America.
Yep.
Right? Like just because one person's a celebrity doesn't mean people are going to flock.
There's been a lot of celebrities over the years. People don't even realize it.
He was at Laguna Seca because it's near where he lives. Is he going to be at VIR in 2 weeks?
Yeah, right.
If he's not there, that all goes down the toilet. Right? It's just what they really need to do is focus. They need to figure out how to get on highlights. They got to do better on their highlights. They got to do better on their promotions of just like trying to find businesses and crowd captures.
Yeah, they need to be promoting the series, the organization, and not individuals. Yeah. Yeah, the racing.
Like
exactly.
If you said to me, who would have a if hey, because Keanu Reeves ain't going to promote the series for free. Number one.
Yeah.
Not happening. Right. Yeah. So I'm going to spend $2 million getting Keanu Reeves to say a couple clips. I don't know if that's worth anything. Now, I'd sponsor Josh Heron when he has like the pro football players and basketball players and baseball players that he takes to camp. And I'd be like, hey, Josh Heron, anytime you have a celebrity athlete that you have ride on the bike with you at a track facility, invite them to the race and we'll VIP them. That will do way more for the sport than Keanu Reeves. Right? Anything like that. I'd spend the money, get, you know, I mean, I think back to the AMA days, unfortunately for them, I don't know who it is, but somehow they got to get somebody on late night TV. Remember when Nikki Hayden and the Hayden brothers were on Jay Leno? Or whatever.
I don't remember it, but it doesn't surprise me at all. I don't remember.
I don't remember if it was Letterman or Leno.
But,
or whatever.
But you know that. But the other thing too is, you know, Leno's a motorcycle guy, so
right. But
they're not targeting the guys that are out there that have a big audience. I mean, you know what? Rogan's a motorcycle guy. Get on Rogan, for the love of God. Get
you were in Austin.
Rogan.
Why was Rogan not there?
That would be better than the late nights. Because the late nights are dead.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's where they need to invest. They need to be like, let's put Josh Heron on Joe Rogan. I think that'd be a great interview.
I think so.
I don't know if it's 3 hours worth of interview. That's
that's the tough thing. Yeah, you got to get somebody who can talk.
You need somebody.
God knows
that can
everybody
talk.
On this show can talk nonsense for 3 hours.
Yeah, but you also need somebody that does something that Rogan can go around and do. The thing is Heron's learned to not be reserved.
Rogan's, by the way, pretty sharp on motorcycle racing too.
Yeah.
So
right,
he could get. I have a long conversation about that. He could have a long conversation about what he thinks they do in Europe better than we do in the United States.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Promoting our series, he could do that.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah.
And stuff, you know. So to sit there and say, oh, you know, Keanu Reeves. I don't think Keanu Reeves saves the sport. Right?
Not going to hurt though.
I don't think anybody. I don't think there's a single celebrity that is going to make a big difference unless they're there for the right reasons, and that is not to spend their money and have fun, but to promote the series. And here, I just don't see that out there right now.
You want to create awareness? 2 weeks, you're going to be at BIR. Invite Orange Godzilla. Be like, hey, Orange Godzilla, come on by.
President Trump, okay.
Yeah.
I got to figure out who you're talking
about. Bring Orange Godzilla.
I don't know. He didn't realize he was wearing kind of an orange shirt.
Yeah, he is wearing orange. I see. He's talking about himself. I didn't figure out what he was doing.
That's the first time I ever heard Phil call himself Godzilla.
Anyways, that's the end of the show. We just ran out of music. We'll be back next week.